This is KUT. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke at the Travis County Expo Center last night, capping off a day of events in Fort Worth and Austin. We sent KUT's Mose Bouchel and Ben Philpott over to the rally to provide full coverage of the event. Ben Philpott picks it up from here.
So here we are outside the Travis County Expo Center, and you might be thinking, why send two reporters? You know, isn't this pretty straightforward? You go to a rally, you have a candidate show up at the rally, the supporters come, they hear what they had to say, and then they leave. But that's actually not right at all.
Oh, no, sir, it is not. Not at all.
So I'm going to be inside covering the rally, covering the supporters there, talking to them, see what they liked, what they didn't like about the speech. And Mose,
meanwhile, I will be out here interacting with the crowd too, talking to the Trump supporters, and also maybe seeing if some protesters show up.
Well, good luck.
Good luck to you, Ben. So here I am without Ben. We're gonna start by hearing from some Trump supporters who have showed up here for the rally.
Well, my name's Richard Reeves. I'm here in Austin, Texas, and obviously I'm here to support Trump, and we had this idea for a pretty good while here to dress up Bella.
Bella is his Cocker Spaniel. She's all dressed up
in some Trump gear and paraphernalia, and show some four-legged Trump love and Trump support.
And what do you like about Trump?
Well, what's not to like? I mean, well, there are a few things not to like, but there's a lot to like. For one thing, me being 58 years old, I remember when NAFTA came into being back in 1992. And I knew right then that Ross Perot was right about the giant sucking sound of jobs, American jobs going across the border. And so that's what it is. When people say, well, Trump's an isolationist and he's against free trade, and that's not it. What he's against is predatory trade. He's against crony trade. That's what we have now, is predatory, crony, vulture trade.
Hi, my name is Catherine Moreno, and I am here to support Trump. I moved to the United States 40 years ago, and the one thing that made the United States different than, for example, the country that I came from, is that there was law and order. And so what's happening in our country now is that there is no law and order, even at the highest levels, which is totally banana republic.
Where did you come in from?
I came in from Colombia. I had to wait 3 years for the government to let me in here legally because my mother didn't make enough money to feed six people.
And here's Janet Fairbanks and Ruth Ann Rose.
I love the fact that he is
not politically
outspoken, and he says whatever he wants,
I love it.
And he can give a rat's ass what anybody else thinks.
What we're here for.
As Trump's time to speak approached, people kept pouring into the expo center. A guy who works there sat in his golf cart and predicted they'd soon have to shut the doors.
You're Mexican. You just said you're Mexican,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm Mexican.
Do you love Mexico?
No,
why not?
About,
why wouldn't
no,
you
I
love your
Texas.
Why wouldn't
I
you love your
States.
Homeland?
To one side of the line, a group of young men got in a heated exchange with a small group of protesters representing undocumented immigrants.
My whole life and here in the United States.
The Trump supporters wouldn't give their names, but protester Alejandra Olvera had this to say.
It's a lot of people going already told me, like, go home, go home. This is my home. This is my house. Here, United States. If I'm illegal, I'm undocumented, whatever they want to call me, this is my house. I'm not going nowhere because this is my house.
Eventually, a friend of Olvera showed up with an accordion and distracted onlookers from the back and forth. And turned out the guy in the golf cart was right. They've officially closed the doors. People were not happy. Some started banging on the doors until the police came out. But as one woman from the line pointed out, it did show the rally was a success.
If you report this correctly, you're stuck outside because that thing is full and there's millions more trying to get in here. By the thousands, they're on that road.
Millions, might maybe not.
Okay, thousands. We'll go with thousands. How's that?
Around 8,000 in the Expo Center, and way fewer protesters than expected. But then,
10-4 Sergeant Stevens on the south side. Are you clear?
A large group of police moved out from around the Expo Center and started walking through the vast parking lot towards the road. I followed. Yeah, I was wondering where the protests were the whole time. It turns out that a lot of the people were actually outside the gate of the Expo Center, and they were have kind of congregated here to protest as the people attending the rally have exited. A very large police presence here. People chanting across the street. people attending the rally coming out shouting back. What's your name?
Aura.
And your last name?
Valdez.
And so what's your message here today?
I'm very much against Trump. I don't agree with his stance on Planned Parenthood. The Muslim ban, I think that's utterly ridiculous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's what it's like out here. I wonder what kind of night Ben had.
Inside the arena, it was clear that Trump had drawn his trademark standing room only crowd. The 6,500 seats at Ledecky Arena were filled, with another couple of thousand maybe on the floor. And according to Police Chief Art Acevedo, more outside, just a bit upset that they couldn't get in. On the floor, I talked with a few Trump supporters, and just like it's been at any GOP event I've been to in Texas, immigration was at the top of their priorities list. Scott Kessel is from Austin. He said he was excited to be there just for the spectacle of a Trump rally, but he also needed to hear the GOP nominee talk about one specific issue.
Yeah, two words, sanctuary cities.
The speech was expected to be about immigration, and there had been some rumblings that Trump would use the time to moderate his policies, specifically his original plan to deport 11 million undocumented immigrants. But Kessel remained focused on his top priority.
But he mentioned sanctuary cities last week, and we're in one, so I'm wondering if he's going to talk about it or not. That's what I'm looking for.
But when it came time to lay out his immigration plan, Trump instead continued to lay out what he and his supporters view as the horrors of immigration. He quoted stats on how many immigrants come into Texas illegally, how many have been booked into jails, and claimed immigration is taking American jobs and making the country unsafe. But he didn't say he would deport those already here. In fact, earlier in the night, during a taping of a Fox News town hall program, Trump said he is open to, quote, softening of laws dealing with illegal immigrants, a sharp departure from his previous positions. But he didn't address that at the rally. He did, of course, reiterate his campaign's number one hit.
We are going to build the wall. And who's going to pay for the wall? Mexico is going to pay for the wall.
Some political pundits, including Republicans, have criticized the visit as a waste of time, considering Trump is behind in most, if not all, of the swing states, while Texas is reliably red. But Austinite Sean Ireland, a national RNC Trump delegate, disagrees.
We can't just have our nominees just only going to Florida, Ohio, and Nevada, and Iowa just on a circuit, you know? It's also good to show your base, your voters, your red states or your safe states, that, you care about them and their votes, and to, make an appearance and, inform them about how the campaign's going and what ideas you have.
Trump will hit Florida, Mississippi, and New Hampshire over the next 2 days. Only one of those is considered a swing state. Ben Philpott, KUT News.